KPRK.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Many other frequencies as well. You can always cut out the middleman, listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app. Lots of nifty features there. We have one for iOS and a version for Android. This thing will set an alarm to awaken you to Morning Edition. It will allow you to get audio on demand and much, much more. Even become a member of KPR. Check it out, the KPR app. Worth your time.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's evening classical music with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. Some emotional music tonight. Get some joy on the happy island. That's Debussy. Some not-so-happy things. Love, Sorrow. That's Fritz Kreisler. Get a little chaos from Beethoven. Got it all coming up. Evening Classical with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for Reveal, investigative journalism and great radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, very humid. Highs in the upper 80s. It'll probably feel warmer than that. Slight chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. It's 620.
Support for...
What's the connection between a sitcom that ended 40 years ago and a bar in Michigan?
We're a bunch of Helen Goblins running around just... flinging our fabulous airy robes around.
Mrs. Helen Roper of Three's Company is a 21st century icon. What she means in 2024. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national, international, and regional news. And, of course, checking in with the folks at the Regal Beagle. Story about Helen Roper. Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Juana Summers. Actor Gillian Anderson likes talking about sex.
For a new book called Want, she compiled hundreds of anonymous notes from women who shared their sexual fantasies with her.
This is not my book. This is the book of all the women who submitted letters. This is every woman's book.
First, the news.
From NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says state law enforcement will pursue charges in the apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump.
I'm signing an executive order assigning the case
involving the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump to the office of statewide prosecutor under the supervision of Attorney General Ashley Moody.
DeSantis says state prosecutors are in a better position to prosecute the suspect because the Justice Department is also seeking to prosecute Trump. He says the state will seek the most serious charges available under state law. The suspect was charged yesterday with federal firearms offenses. The former president is appearing at his first campaign event since that apparent assassination attempt. A town hall in Flint, Michigan got underway a short time ago. Today is National Voter Registration Day, an unofficial day when thousands of community organizations partner to help people get ready to vote later this year. Registration methods and deadlines vary widely across the country, as NPR's Miles Parks reports.
Registering to vote has generally gotten easier over the past few decades. In 2004, for instance, just one state offered the ability to register to vote online. Now 42 states and D.C. do. Still, more than 30% of the voting age population isn't registered to vote, according to the U.S. Census. In a handful of states, including Arizona and Georgia, voters need to be registered by the first week of October. Other states offer registration all the way up to Election Day. You can check your state's deadline and other information in NPR's voter registration guide at npr.org. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Music mogul Sean Combs remains jailed in Manhattan. A judge refused to grant bail today, meaning Combs will remain jailed while he awaits trial on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He was arrested in Manhattan last night. He has pleaded not guilty to the three charges against him. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Election officials mark National Voter Registration Day today. Brennan Azim outlines the registration process in Missouri and then in Kansas.
Missouri and Kansas voters have less than a month if they want to participate in the November election. For Missouri, the deadline to register either online, by mail, or in person is October 9th. You can vote early in person on October 22nd if you can't make it to the November 5th election day. There are several requirements if you want to mail in an early ballot, including illness, incarceration, or caretaking duties. Kansas residents have an October 15th deadline to register by mail, online, or in person. October 16th is a deadline for Kansas advance voting. The Secretary of State website doesn't include information for advance voting at this time.
That was Brandon Azim reporting for KCUR. New census data shows that for the third year in a row, Kansans are less likely to have health insurance than Americans are overall. Kansas is one of 10 states that has not expanded Medicaid, which would cover an additional 150,000 additional low-income residents. In 2023, more Kansans enrolled in health insurance through the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace, but many Kansans lost their Medicaid coverage, which is also called CanCare, due to the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. Sheena Schmidt is a senior analyst at the Kansas Health Institute.
We are continuing to monitor data for the uninsured rate for children as policy changes, because about 6 in 10 children in Kansas are covered through CanCare.
Black Kansans are twice as likely to be uninsured as non-Hispanic white Kansans, and Hispanic Kansans are three times as likely to be uninsured. Another Kansas City, Kansas woman has filed a federal lawsuit alleging she was abused by former Kansas City, Kansas detective Roger Golubsky. Peggy Lowe reports that the woman also says police and local government officials let it happen.
Jermika Hobbs joins five other women in filing a federal lawsuit against the detective she says abused her from 2005 through 2010. The six women say police brass allowed Golubsky to protect gangs and traffickers in exchange for money and sexual favors. Hobbs' lawsuit also named the Unified Government of KCK in Wyandotte County, which had no comment on the suit. Golubsky is scheduled for trial in December on charges of violating several women's civil rights. I'm Peggy Lowe.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies through the evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Slight chance of showers and storms. It will be very humid, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. We're expecting a low in the upper 60s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence and 88 in Topeka. It's 6:35. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Coming up, another 11 minutes of All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stay tuned for news headlines, followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, running the gamut of emotions tonight, plus a little chaos being thrown in by Beethoven. It's going to be great. That will all be followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have Reveal, and that will be followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to use their passion, find their purpose, and make progress. More information is at kansashealth.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy late tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain, but very humid. Highs in the upper 80s. It'll probably feel warmer than that. Slight chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night, lows in the upper 60s, 30% chance of rain, and again, humid on Thursday. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Media interface. Learn more at Subaru.com. From Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
What's the connection between a minor character from Three's Company and a bar in Michigan? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Up next, we have classical music with Destiny. Of course, first we'll get a quick update of news headlines and a look at the celestial news. Stardate is coming up as well. Destiny is your host for classical music till 9, then it's Jazz in the Night. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Many thanks to all our sustainers and everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive, which raised just over $270,000. If you meant to pledge but didn't get to it, never fear. You can just go to kansaspublicradio.org, make your investment that keeps the news and music coming, and thanks for your support. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hundreds of handheld pagers that appear to have exploded nearly simultaneously are being blamed for the deaths of at least 9 people in Lebanon and Syria. Around 2,800 others were wounded by the explosions, including members of the militant group Hezbollah, who appear to have been the target. Hezbollah officials say the explosions involved a new brand of pagers being used by the militant group. The blasts were in the suburbs of Beirut and other areas that are Hezbollah strongholds. Israel has informed the U.S. after the fact it was behind the attack. Former President Donald Trump said on social media today, if elected, he'll prosecute people who, quote, cheat during the ongoing presidential election. The first mail-in ballots of this election cycle were sent out last week. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Trump says on his social media platform, Truth Social, that he's watching this year's presidential election closely. Trump also doubled down on unsubstantiated claims that there was widespread cheating during the 2020 election. Multiple courts threw out lawsuits filed by Trump's campaign during that election because they could not prove there was fraud. Trump says on Truth Social that when he wins this year's election, quote, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Ahead of the 2020 election, Trump also cast doubt on the legitimacy of the results before voters cast ballots. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
Trump is holding a rally tonight in Michigan. Law enforcement officials in Florida say they're launching their own criminal investigation into last week's apparent assassination attempt against former President Trump at one of his golf clubs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida prosecutors will pursue the most serious charges available under state law, including attempted murder. A federal probe is already underway. A 58-year-old suspect was taken into custody fairly quickly after a Secret Service agent spotted a weapon and opened fire. Suspect fled but was later apprehended. No shots were fired by the gunman. Trump was not harmed. The Transportation Department says it's agreed to allow a merger of two major U.S. airlines, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports, Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines pledge to meet certain conditions after the deal closes.
The Transportation Department's approval clears the way for Alaska Airlines to complete its purchase of Hawaiian Airlines in a deal valued at $1 billion. The merger unites the fifth largest U.S. airline, Alaska, with the 10th largest, Hawaiian. The DOT says the two carriers promise to maintain existing service on key Hawaiian routes between islands and also to the continental United States. The airlines also agreed to consumer protections, including upholding the value of their frequent flyer rewards. The Department of Justice had previously opted not to challenge the Alaska-Hawaiian merger, but the agency did successfully sue to block JetBlue's attempt to buy Spirit Airlines. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed close ahead of the results of the Fed meeting this week. The Dow was down 15 points. The Nasdaq rose 35 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, working to help organizations order food online from a nationwide network of restaurants with tools designed to help save time and manage food spend, all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 17th. The moon has a lot going on tonight. For one thing, it's full. And it's the best known full moon of the year, the harvest moon. It'll stage a minor eclipse that'll be visible across almost all of the United States. And a couple of giant planets lurk nearby, one of them especially close. The harvest moon honor goes to the full moon that's closest to the fall equinox. The equinox is coming up on Sunday, just 5 days after the full moon. The lunar eclipse begins at 7:41 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That's when the moon makes contact with Earth's outer shadow. But that part of the shadow is so faint that it's hard to tell much difference. A couple of hours later, the moon will barely dip into the darker inner shadow. It'll cover only a tiny fraction of the moon, so it'll look like something took a nibble from the disk. At least part of the eclipse will be visible from the entire United States except western Alaska. Not long after the eclipse ends, the moon will stage its own eclipse. It'll pass directly in front of Neptune, briefly blocking the planet from view for most American sky watchers. Neptune's too faint to see without binoculars or a telescope, so most of us won't even notice it. We'll have more about Neptune tomorrow. And if all that lunar activity isn't enough, the planet Saturn stands close to the moon all night. It looks like a bright star, leading the harvest moon across the night sky. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
Love's Sorrow here on KPR by Fritz Kreisler. Liebeslied, I hope you enjoyed it. That was with Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg on violin and Sandra Rivers on piano. I am your host, Destiny, and I am a violinist. I will actually be playing that tomorrow as part of a new wellness series I've created called Wellness Wednesday. It's in Kansas City. You can check out more information about it online, but that's a whole nother story. That violinist expertise that I like to sometimes pretend that I have helps me hopefully find for you good violin recordings of other performers, and Nadja is no exception. She's fantastic. I do also happen to get to know a lot of pianists in my life, and well, at around 7:45, since I opened with some sorrow, I'm going to bring you some joy by Debussy with piano, solo piano. That'll be nice. Right now, I have found something very interesting by Dvorak. Well, I found it a long time ago, but I have not heard it in quite a while. This is Dvorak's string quintet with double bass, which means it's going to be very deep and rich. I hope you enjoy listening to it. It's about 30 minutes long. And it's with the members of the Berlin Philharmonic. This is going to be really great. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR, Dvorak's string quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, I like that. Very rich. Rich, rich indeed. Here on KPR, Dvorak's String Quintet with double bass. Yes. And members of the Berlin Philharmonic. That was very enjoyable. Joy. Enjoyable. More joy is coming up. And I have a question for all of you. Which planet is the bringer of jollity? Well, we're going to hear something about that in about 8 minutes, so don't touch that dial. I've got to tell you about Friday night. Guess what? The Orchestra of Paris visits the BBC Proms for a mouth-watering program of Parisian classics. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. Hear another concert from the BBC Proms Friday night at 7 on all KPR1 stations. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. The Happy Island, Right Now by Debussy. More joy for us. This is with Carol Rosenberger on piano. About one of the Grecian islands where Venus, the goddess of love, was born. So goes the legend here on KPR.
Thank you.
Happy Island or Island of Joy by Debussy here on KPR. That featured Carol Rosenberger on piano. Bringing you joy this evening. I asked you all a little bit earlier what the planet was, the planet that brings jollity by Gustav Holst. Do you remember that? It was Jupiter. Well, I have something about Jupiter coming right up. But it's not by Gustav Holst. It's by one of my favorite composers, Leroy Anderson. But first, I'd like to tell you about a couple of our great sponsors. They help keep us on the air and they allow me to play the music that is about to come up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information is at cromwellenvironmental.com. And the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. They're great sponsors, especially since sometimes I feel like my show is a zoo. Okay, this is called Song of Jupiter, after Handel, actually, by Leroy Anderson, and I can't wait to play it for you. It's right now on KPR with Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Concert Orchestra.
Thank you.
hope you liked that, dear listeners. Song of Jupiter after Handel by Leroy Anderson on KPR. Don't touch that dial. It's my new favorite thing to say. NPR News is up next, and then I'm back for more musical treats for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 teabags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org and tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Lebanon, at least 9 people were killed and around 2,800 others injured after handheld pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah for security messages exploded. Israel's claimed responsibility, according to a U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly. NPR's Jane Arraff has more.
Hezbollah vowed to avenge the attack. Israel and Hezbollah have been fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border since the war in Gaza began. Lebanon's health ministry declared a medical emergency. Casualties streamed into hospitals across the country, and Lebanese citizens showed up to give blood. Lebanese health officials said at least 200 of those wounded were seriously injured. Among the dead were a child and 2 Hezbollah fighters, the Lebanese group said. Iranian media said Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mojtaba Amani, was slightly wounded. The apparent attack raises already heightened fears that the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel could escalate into all-out war. Jane Arraff, NPR News, Amman.
Sean Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, with prosecutors saying they want to keep him behind bars. The indictment unsealed today, accusing the music and entertainment mogul of abusing women for more than a decade, including allegations he was involved in sex crimes. Combs was arrested yesterday in Manhattan, the indictment listing allegations of sexual coercion dating as far back as 2008. Sean Combs has been the object of multiple lawsuits by people who say he physically or sexually abused them. The Michigan Republican Party is airing a pro-Trump radio ad featuring a longtime Democrat well-known in the state's black community, ex-felon and past Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. WTET's Quinn Kleinfelder has more.
Trump has long sought to make inroads among black voters. Now the Michigan GOP is targeting the majority black cities of Detroit and Flint with a familiar voice. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who is black, was a rising political star until he was handed 28 years in prison for taking kickbacks from city contracts. But Trump commuted Kilpatrick's sentence in one of his last acts as president. Kilpatrick's returning the favor.
And when people are set against us in war, it matters that you send the firefighter into the room. I want Trump in the room.
Kilpatrick officially endorsed Trump this summer. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Trump was speaking tonight at a rally in Michigan. Consumers were opening their wallets last month. The Commerce Department reporting today retail sales rose 0.1% in August from the previous month. The tick up in spending comes despite interest rates that remain at decade highs. It also comes as the interest rate setting Federal Reserve is meeting in Washington, poised to announce its decision on interest rates. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 15 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. to cleanse our palate, shall I say, here on KPR after that hour filled with joy. That was Paul Galbraith on guitar. This hour will be very fated with drama, and at around 8:40, I have something, a suite from an opera called Fate. Whoa, you've got to stick around for that. It's really neat. I am so excited to tell you about something that happened on this day in 1934. I know we played this music recently on KPR, but it wasn't during my hour, and I'm always looking for an excuse to play this for you. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. RCA Victor releases the first RPM recording of it in 1934. It was performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. Oh, so we are going to listen to Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 right now. Very fate-oriented, too, with the opening. This recording is with Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic. Oh, I hope you enjoy it. It is one of my favorites. Right now on KPR.
Thank you. The great Beethoven Symphony No. 5 here on KPR with Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. One of my absolute favorites. I love it. More fated music coming right up. You'll get that in just a sec. But I'd like to take a minute to thank all of you sustainers. You really helped us out last week during our fall membership drive. Thank you so much for making your pledges. KPR stays strong because of listeners like you. And we raised more than $270,000. If you weren't able to get around to making your pledge during the drive, the donation form is always open at kansaspublicradio.org, and you really help keep us on the air and allow me to play this music for you, which I hope you like. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. All right, I've been teasing this for a while now. This is by Janacek, and it is a suite from the opera Fate. Yes, it is. And, well, I'm sure you can use your imagination about what it's about. Let's enjoy it right now. It's with the Czech Philharmonic on KPR. Well, I hope you all sleep well after that very dramatic fate from Janáček here on KPR, featuring the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this evening. Hope you've enjoyed your time listening to music. Tomorrow is the midweek, so I am back with more music for you. I've got a concert at lunchtime. Wish me luck. If I'm here, you'll know that I survived. But keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is up next, and then Jazz in the Night. See you soon.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music cocktails, wine, and beer. Live, Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Info is at greenladylounge.com. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert, Sunday, September 29th at 7 p.m. A film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Former President Donald Trump appeared at his first rally since the latest apparent assassination attempt against him, the second in as many months. Trump addressing a crowd in Flint, Michigan today, where he called running for president a dangerous business. Trump referring to the incident at his Florida golf course this past weekend, where the Secret Service prevented a gunman from opening fire. Trump also noted Harris called him after the event.
Kamala today, she could not have been nicer. But the fact is, we have to have people that are respected by the opponent, by the other side, by other countries.
Trump's rally was in part targeted at auto workers. He told his audience a Harris victory in November would be the end of the U.S. auto industry. That's despite the fact under the Biden administration, auto industry employment has actually risen. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, sat down with the National Association of Black Journalists for a wide-ranging 45-minute interview. As NPR's Asma Holly reports, she condemned the rhetoric spread by the Republican presidential ticket about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio.
Harris said it's a crying shame that children have had to deal with bomb threats at their schools because of debunked conspiracy theories.
My heart breaks for this community.
And she said the hateful rhetoric from Trump has to stop.
When you are bestowed with a microphone that is that big, there is a profound responsibility that comes with that.
Separately, Harris also noted she had spoken with Trump after the weekend's apparent assassination attempt to check on him and reiterate that there's no place for political violence in the country. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A Sikh separatist is suing India as well as senior Indian government security officials over an alleged assassination plot against him. The lawsuit was filed today in federal court in Manhattan. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Gurpatwant Singh Panoon is a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen who lives in New York. As a Sikh separatist, he advocates for a Sikh homeland carved out of northern India. Last year, the Justice Department said it had foiled a plot orchestrated by an Indian government official to assassinate Panoon in New York City. Now Panoon is suing India, three senior Indian security officials, as well as the man charged in the alleged murder-for-hire scheme. The lawsuit aims to hold the defendants accountable for what it calls their unprecedented attempt to assassinate a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil. It is seeking damages to be determined at trial. The suit was filed days ahead of when Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to take part in a summit in Delaware hosted by President Biden. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are mixed as investors await the outcome of a two-day Federal Reserve Board meeting in Washington. The Dow fell 15 points today. The Nasdaq was up 35 points. The S&P gained 11 points. You're listening to NPR. The Biden administration says it intends to not stand in the way of a plan by Alaska Airlines to buy rival Hawaiian Airlines. Transportation Department said today as part of that deal, the carriers would promise to maintain some current service, including routes between Hawaii and the U.S. mainland, where they don't have much competition. The administration's support stands in contrast to the Justice Department's opposition to some other airline merger deals, including suing to block JetBlue's attempt to buy rival Spirit Airways. It's been a year since the United Auto Workers Union went on strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis. That strike led to historic wage and benefit gains, and the UAW has been using that momentum to launch campaigns in the South. Stephen Bashaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports the UAW has a long struggle to win over Southern workers.
The UAW's campaign to unionize a Hyundai assembly plant in Alabama has been going on since February, but still hasn't had a union election. Robert Strozer works at the plant and says that's in large part because of constant messaging from business leaders and politicians that unions would just cost the state good jobs.
The anti-union stuff is so messy, and they put so much pressure on them folk that support the union. You know, they make them job scared.
The UAW has still managed some big Southern wins, including unionizing a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. Negotiations for that plant's first contract begin this week. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Masaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher, oil up $1.10 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation. For nearly a century, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Zakai Curtis here on KPR. His tune, Earl,
which is dedicated to the great pianist Bud Powell, whose name was, in fact, Earl Powell. And it kicks off the new album, Cubop Bliss, pianist Akai Curtis, a lot of great bebop tunes, a lot of great Afro-Cuban rhythms. I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to Jazz in the Night. And just under 10 minutes, we're going to hear from a classic 1963 album that has this title, or had this, still has this title, I guess. Mingus, 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 Mingus. And yes, it is music of Charles Mingus. In just under 10 minutes right now, trumpeter Eric Jacobson, his new album, Heading Home, and his tune called Three of a Kind, here on KPR. Thank you. trumpeter Eric Jacobson, his tune, Three of a Kind, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, a new album from Eric called Heading Home. And what a band. Jeff Bradfield playing tenor sax, Bruce Barth at the piano, and some Chicago mainstays there, Dennis Carroll and George Flutus, bass and drums, with trumpeter Eric Jacobson. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from our Jazz Album of the Week from vibraphonist Warren Wolf. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, Friday through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. Well, 1963, as I mentioned, the album called Mingus, 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 and his piece called Better Get Hit in Your Soul.